After the Mr. Universe, I had this major health crisis. I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in 11 weeks. After the show, I was really messed up and I met a medical doctor and he said to me, I asked him, I said, I don't understand what's, I'm supposed to be eating right. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm doing all these things. I'm exercising all the time. What am I missing? And he said to me, he said, Wade, you've learned to build the body from the outside in. You haven't learned to build the body from the inside out. And it all starts with your digestion. You're not what you eat. You what you digest, absorb, and utilize. And also, you got to eliminate properly. And the light bulb went off.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Ann Nelson, your host for today's show. Today we have a health speaker. That person is Wade T. Lightheart, and he is one of the co-founders of BioOptimizers. It's an interesting talk today because Wade and his team look at health from a different perspective. They look at it from the inside out. Welcome to the show, Wade Lightheart.
Great to be here, Anne. Thank you.
So whereabouts are you located?
Well, I kind of live all over the world. I'm a bit of a digital nomad, but right now I'm in Panama City, Panama.
Oh, my goodness. That would be exciting.
It is. I feel really blessed. And, you know, the world's a big place nowadays. And thanks to a digital technology, it's really easy to live pretty much wherever you want.
I see. I see that you have accomplished a lot in your life. You're an author, an athlete, a nutritionist, and an expert on fixing digestion. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of happens. And, you know, it's, they say if you have an itch, you got to scratch it. And apparently I had a lot of itches in life. And, of course, I just didn't live kind of a, you know, I never really fit into the ordinary channels of, you know, having a regular job and going to that sort of thing. My dad did that and stuff like that. And I figured out in early in life that that just wasn't for me. And so that allowed me to pursue a lot of different interests. So I've been very blessed.
So what set you off on this journey in the direction of trying to understand health? Because you're now a nutritionist, aren't you?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for asking. And actually, I can trace it back to three things that happened at a very early age when I was 15 years old. Let me explain that because it set the course for the rest of my life. And I didn't really even understand that till about 10 years later. But what happened is my parents at the time moved to a very rural place. It was like 5 miles to my nearest neighbor, you know, 50 miles from the nearest city. It was a beautiful place. But at 15 years old, that's not where I wanted to be. But I had a lot of time to, you know, think and to reflect. And I think that was a good thing. The second thing that happened is my sister, who was 4 years older than me, got diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, which is a form of cancer of the lymph nodes. And I watched her over the course of 4 years go through the whole medical model before she died at a very young age of 22. And that was, as tragic as that was, I learned a lot from that experience that health isn't a guarantee. You know, she was an athlete, she was strong, she was all these different things. And, but, you know, there was something that we didn't know. We did all that we could and all the medical system and all that, but, you know, it didn't work out. And then the third thing, at the time when she got sick, so all this thing, she gave me this bodybuilding magazine. And I still remember it had a picture of Troy Zuccolato, who had just won Mr. California, and he was blonde and had these pretty girls on the picture. And I thought, oh man, maybe I need to have these muscles to get these pretty girls. You know, being 15 and all that, you're pretty not sophisticated. So I decided I had a lot of time on my hands, and I saw my sister getting sick. And I thought if I could build my body up, maybe I wouldn't get sick either. That started me on that journey. And then she died when I first went to university, and I switched out of computer science and took exercise physiology. I figured I was going to figure out biology. I was going to figure out how the body works. And after I left university, I started learning under mentors, and I kept up with my bodybuilding career, which led me to, you know, win a bunch of national championships and go to Mr. Universe. And then after the Mr. Universe, I had this major health crisis. I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in 11 weeks. After the show, I was really messed up, and I met a medical doctor, and he said to me, I asked him, I said, I don't understand what's, I'm supposed to be eating right. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm doing all these things. I'm exercising all the time. What am I missing? And he said to me, he said, wait, you've learned to build the body from the outside in. You haven't learned to build the body from the inside out. And it all starts with your digestion. You're not what you eat. You what you digest, absorb, and utilize. And also, you got to eliminate properly. And the light bulb went off, and I followed his system, and he mentored me. And in 6 months, I regained my health. I regained my vitality. I got back into physical shape again. I felt wonderful. And ever since, I've been teaching people that. And then ultimately, we developed our own company so that we could fix digestion. And that's what we focus on as a company. We have solved digestive issues for thousands and thousands of people around the world. And I'm very proud of that fact. And I've continued to spread that mission today.
That's an amazing story that you've, through your own problems and your family's health problems, that led you down a completely different path.
You know, this is one of the things that I think a lot of people don't recognize in today's world. And that is, virtually every challenge that you have, if you look back in your life, all of your listeners are old enough that they've gone through, as I call it, the beatdown, right? Everybody's been to the canvas at some point or multiple times maybe in your life. And if you look back, you realize those challenging things, that some of the toughest things that happened to you in life are the things that were the biggest teachers and set you up in other ways that you couldn't possibly imagine if that didn't happen. And I noticed that pattern early on because of, you know, it was two things. You know, I had to learn from my sister's death. And like I said, it took me about 10 years to actually realize the impact and the positive aspects that came out of that tragedy. And then I used that as a template for everything that happened to me that didn't seem the way I wanted, to use that as a tool to say, you know what, let's use this in a way that's positive. So sometimes your biggest challenge is actually your biggest opportunity, but we've got to flip it around to realize that and to find that. And that can be very difficult sometimes, you know, when you're sick or you're suffering or you're in pain or you're not feeling the way that you used to. And you go, what, you know, it's easy to go, why me? And if you can find that deeper reason, it opens up the door to solve those challenges and to use that in a positive way.
Traditionally, people have saying you are what you eat, but you're saying something completely different, I think. You are what your body absorbs. So what's been wrong with what we've been told is a good meal? Because what is out there from the health expert doesn't seem to be helping us.
You know, you bring up a great topic, and let me cover a couple things of what that is. There's a lot of different diets or dietary practices that people can be healthy on. I think everybody should choose a diet that suits their time of life, their body, and where they're at. But what we focus on is the level below the diet. And that is, what is the basic mechanisms that allows a person to, when you eat your food, there's a process that happens. And a lot of people don't understand that. Most medical doctors don't even understand this process. And that is, it's a single canal from your mouth right to your bum. Okay. So when the food is inside the tube, it's not inside your body. It's not in your cells where you need that. And just changing that little aspect and realize that there's a process. So you chew your food. It goes down the esophagus. It goes to the upper cardiac portion of the stomach. And the enzymes that are supposed to be present in the food, that's raw food, uncooked food, fruits, vegetables. Even if you're eating, you know, if you're an animal, like a tiger eats a zebra, it gets all the enzymes because the food is live, right? If a bear eats a fish or a cow eats grass, it's eating live foods, and live foods have enzymes. And so enzymes are the thing that does all the work in the body. There's only two things that do work in your body, enzymes and probiotics. And what happens is humans are the only people that cook their food. So when we eat our food, we don't have enough enzymes to break it down. So our body has to manufacture these enzymes. Okay, and he manufactures it in the liver, but that takes a lot of energy. And because it takes a lot of energy over time, it starts to make you tired and degenerate because you don't have the ability to make enough enzymes. And I'll give an example of this, okay? Because humans are the only species that cook their food. And when you cook food, you kick all the enzymes out of it. Now, what happens is this. I don't know. I think you guys in Australia, you guys celebrate Thanksgiving, correct? Do you have a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner where you have like turkey and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's more Christmas time.
Yeah.
And we have Australia Day, but that's usually a barbecue.
Yeah, you guys got it figured out down in Australia. Well, I'm from Canada originally, so it's cold. And you only get to barbecue about one day of the year and then it's winter. But so everybody's had that big meal at, say, Christmas time. You have all the fixings and you kind of go back for round two and then you have dessert because grandma brings out the pie or whatever. And it's so awesome. And then what happens? Everybody's headed for the living room and they're either passing out on the couch or they're lying on the floor and everybody, you got that big belly feeling and, you know, you're passing out and you're tired and everything. Well, why are you tired when you just had the biggest meal of the year? It doesn't make sense if that's where all the energy comes from, right?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why people aren't feeling energized is because they haven't converted the food into usable energy or usable building blocks to repair their body. So your body has to manufacture all these enzymes. You ate so much food, it says, you know what? I don't need enzymes to run my brain. I don't need enzymes to make my legs work. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to shut my brain off and I'm going to try and digest all of this food. And then, of course, the excess gets stored as fat, right? And then we use the other stuff for building blocks. But then if you don't digest your food, well, then the undigested food becomes feed for bad bacteria that produce all kinds of problems like gas and bloating and acid reflux and all these, you know, constipation starts to happen and all these conditions that are accepted as normal as we get older. And so what we do as a company is we focus on helping people, number one, get their digestion in an optimal state. So whatever diet they're following, that they can absorb and utilize that diet, they can get the units out of it. And number two, that we put the right bacteria inside their body so that you can wipe out the bad bacteria and you can metabolize the food that you're currently eating and eliminate properly. And that's what our focus has been, and it's been awesome.
That's interesting. So what sort of diet do you follow and what do you recommend?
Great question. Well, I'll give you an example because I'm the co-founder of Bioptimize. We've been doing this for 14 years. I've been a plant-based guy since 2001. And what that means is I don't eat any flesh. I don't eat any meat, anything like that. I will occasionally have eggs and I will occasionally have dairy because I do have a penchant for cheese and ice cream. I like to have those as a treat. But basically, I mostly eat plants. Now, my business partner is on basically a ketogenic diet. He doesn't eat any fruits. He eats only a little bit of greens and he eats mostly meats and fats. But because we both have optimized our digestion, that's the diet that works for him. This is the diet that works for me. So I'm not so diet focused. I'm more on, is the system able to metabolize the food? And I think that's why there's so much confusion about diets. You know, I think a strength athlete might be different than an endurance athlete. As a lady who's, you know, 65 years old would probably be a different diet would be better suited for her than someone who's maybe a young athlete playing rugby at 20. And I think people need to recognize it's not so good to get into a label, but to say, I like to call myself a flexitarian. I'm going to eat the diet that I feel is right based on the testing that I do and working with my naturopathic doctor and say, yeah, you know, you're down on this, you're down on this, you need to increase on this, or you got too much of that. And that's how I think is a great way to do it.
You're saying that we need probiotics.
Yes. So let me explain that. So for those of you who don't know what a probiotic is it means pro-life. That's the literal translation. And basically inside our intestinal tract, there's about 500 different types of bacteria, and 10% of them are good and 10% of them are bad, and about 80% are opportunists, okay? And what happens is some of these bacteria are essential to our life. In other words, if we didn't have bacteria in our body, like good bacteria, we couldn't digest our food, we couldn't eliminate properly. Our immune system wouldn't work. It's like, you know, probably at least 80% of our immune system, you know, bacteria are good probiotics. And the thing is, today we lived in a very highly antibiotic based society. They take antibiotics for everything, which wipes out all good, bad, ugly. We live in an antibacterial thing. We buy a lot of our food in grocery stores. You know, 100 years ago, you took the carrot out of the ground and there was some dirt on it. You brushed the dirt off and you ate it. And there were good bacteria inside that your body actually needed. Well, in today's sterilized world, we don't have that anymore. And so what's happening is people don't have enough good bacteria in their body, and they always end up getting sick, or they have digestive problems, or they have bloated, or they're, you know, depressed, or they have excessive food cravings, because these little bacteria interact with our nervous system. Not only do they run our immune system, but they also run even our thoughts. They can also determine if we're going to be heavy or if we're going to be skinny because of the bacteria that people have inside their intestines. And so right now, we're probably in the greatest time ever in the research and development of probiotics, what they can do, what they can't do. And there's a lot of people that are trying to jump on the bandwagon that haven't really done their research. There's a lot of mishmash of maybes out there. But the bottom line is we're entering into the era where you're going to see super strains of probiotics cultivated and developed to enhance people's health. And I think this is a very exciting time in the world today. And you know, as Bioptimizers, we're part of that trend for companies who solve these problems for people.
Well, that's very enlightening. So are they all the same, probiotics and nutritional supplements? Some people say they don't get the same results.
It's like cars, right? All cars have, or most cars have, four wheels and an engine, but there's a big variance in the, you know, from the old beater that doesn't get down the road to the, you know, multi-million dollar sports car. And there's everything in between. And when it comes to probiotics, I'll be frank. I think that 90 to 95% of the products on the market today don't do what they advertise. It's a painful reflection of the industry. And I'm not proud of that fact that there's a lot of companies out that are not able to demonstrate that their bacteria or their probiotic culture actually works inside the body, or that when they deliver it to your house or to the store, that there's actually enough live bacteria to actually make a difference. And I think a lot of people who have tried probiotics, they've gotten a poor product and they never got the results they wanted simply because they didn't have an effective, stable probiotic inside your body that would actually work. And so, you know, unfortunately, and it's changing, the technology is starting to grow now to demonstrate like probiotics that work. And that's why we only work with our patented probiotic, which has been proven in the patent process that it actually works inside the body. And that's the first thing I would tell anybody. If you're going out there and looking for a probiotic, you want to see that it actually works. And the best way to do that is if you have a patented one. And I believe in single strains over multi-strains. I do not think that multi-strains are just kind of like, oh, we heard that this probiotic's good and this probiotic's good, and then we threw them in together. I don't think that's a good idea either, simply because oftentimes they're not well-crafted. They're not well thought out. They're not developed by, you know, a bacterial researcher that understands what strains might compete against each other and what strands might not. Because, you know, if you have competing strains, what that means is they're going to compete for the same food and they're actually going to fight and against each other in order to gain traction in the body. And you're wasting, you know, 50, 60, 70% of the dollars that you're spending on bacteria that's not actually going to help you.
Right. So how does your company, Bioptimizers, help people? How do you work with people?
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, first and foremost, we're a philosophy-oriented company first. And people go, well, what does that mean? Well, basically, our tenet is we help alleviate human suffering by fixing digestion and activating awesome health. And what I do is I've actually put together a 12-week course. And so it's literally 84 days of 5 to 15 minute videos where I break down everything that I've learned from all the people that taught me about health. You know, and we cover a lot more than just digestion in that. As a company, we focus on digestion, but I believe in advocating the total lifestyle. I call it the Awesome Health Lifestyle. Awesome Health, and awesome is an acronym. You can talk about that later. But basically, anybody that purchases products with our company, we give them the course to go along with it so that we can help educate them. So it's like me sitting down with that person, you know, and just going over piece by piece the things that they can do to optimize their body, to optimize their health, to make better choices, to learn about everything from breathing rituals to water to mindset, and also the essentials of coaching. So I like to take people that by that. And then our company focuses on literally, we create the best products we can to solve the various digestive issues that we have. So we have an on-staff naturopathic physician who I've interviewed on a variety of topics on digestion, where we go into details and she explains, oh, if you got bloating, you can do this. And we break that down, you know, what you can eat, how you use our products, some things that you can do, some things that you can eliminate from your life. If you have problems with constipation, we could take you right into that. We call it the Digestive Vault series. And so acid reflux, it's another big problem for people, right? Bloating, another problem. So we go right into those specific problems and we give you the educational materials that will save you a trip to the naturopath. It'll save you from looking around so that you know what you get. And then if people do choose our products to help them, we back it up with a 365-day money-back guarantee that no matter what, if it doesn't fix your problem, if it doesn't fix your challenge, send whatever's left and we give people your money back. And that's our promise. And we're able to do that because we know how effective the products are.
Well, that's a good guarantee and gives confidence because sometimes you don't know what you're buying. So what you're offering sounds like you're going to put people in the right direction. So how do people contact you and find out more about your products?
Yeah, so the easiest way is they can go through your site at, and it'll say www.bioptimizers.com/retirewell. Okay, so RETIREWELL. I'm sure you can put the links in the podcast notes. And what that'll do is that'll take them right to the course. We're going to give everybody the course that are listening to this. You can take it. And when you sign up for the course, what'll happen is if you want to try our products or get our Digestive Vault, that sort of stuff, there'll be a little pop-up that comes up and says, hey, you can purchase our products at a discount. And if you don't, the course will be everybody's value. And inside that, I will say this. We go into depth on probiotics, and we go into depth about enzymes and things like hydrochloric acid and water and all sorts of different things that I think will be very valuable. You can just kind of scroll through and see which things that you like best.
Well, thanks very much. It's been very enlightening and you sound so passionate. It's very encouraging to hear someone very passionate about their products and their lifestyle choices. Thank you very much. And maybe we can talk to you again sometime.
I really appreciate it, Anne, and I want to thank you for bringing me on your show. And for those of you who have been listening, if you are suffering from any digestive issues, check this stuff out. I believe we can help you.
Great. Thanks very much.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.